Brian Munz from TSN 1290 joins us now. Munzie, how are you?
Good, Jason. How are you?
I am all right. What would you say is priority one for Chevalier off in the offseason?
Win the draft lottery and get Austin Matthews.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Yeah. You know what? I think a lot of it, in all honesty, kind of revolves around what happens in that draft lottery. And do they have a chance at Austin? Do they have a chance at those Finns ranked 2 and 3 right now? Or do they drop down as low as 7 or 8? And I think that's really going to play a big key as to what happens after moving forward there, because the good news for the club, they got Kyle Connor under contract from the University of Michigan. So the depth chart, I guess, when you want to look at it, you throw him into your top six right now and probably on a line with Brian Little. Then they need another forward. I think they've got to bring somebody else in. And other than that, you know, I think they've got a lot of the pieces there that they feel can kind of get this club back to where they want to be, and that's playing this week instead of watching hockey.
Kyle Connor, do you think he makes the opening night roster for the Jets next year?
Yeah, I really do. I think there's a really good opportunity that we'll see him come out of college and have an impact with this club in the offensive zone. Now, I'm not saying by any means there's going to be some nights where people will probably think that physically he might not be mature enough to play in the National Hockey League and be able to battle through all 82 games. But I think much like we saw with Nikolaj Ehlers this past year coming out of junior, he learned a lot from the coaching staff. And the biggest thing I think for him is if he can hang out with Ehlers and just understand that you'll have success in the offensive zone when you worry about your defensive game. And that's probably the biggest thing that Nikolaj Ehlers had a home run with this year, was he didn't cheat the game. He worried about his own end, and the coaching staff was really happy with kind of the mentality that he came out of the Quebec League with. So being that that Kyle's a little bit older than what Nikolaj was this year, maybe he even has a better year. But we'll see how it all plays out come September in training camp.
Proven scoring, is that what the Jets need? Do you think Cheveldayoff would move a defender to get a legit top six forward?
Well, I guess it would depend who it is and kind of what the scenario is. But, yeah, I think you're bang on. They have a plethora right now of defensemen. Possibly they have maybe one of the deepest sets of blue lines in the Western Conference right now, where they have some pieces that they might be able to move around, or they might be able to add something up front. I think there's no question right now that they need another top six forward, and maybe a guy more to kind of the – and I guess the Winnipeg people would look at this as somewhat of a Matthew Perreault-type player who's a bit of a power play specialist, because it was their special teams that just killed them this year. They were one of the most penalized teams in the league, and they couldn't kill penalties for the longest time of the year. And there was a long span of about 10 or 11 games a couple of times this year where they failed to capitalize when given a power play in a game. So that's one area that needs to get better for sure.
Brian Munz joins us from TSN 1290. What do you make of the Jacob Trouba contract negotiations? When you look around the league at other young defensemen, what number do you think he ultimately ends up at?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if he's anywhere from 5, 6, 7 million. And it's just, it's crazy when you just throw a number like that out off the cuff, but that's the going rate right now of legitimate NHL defensemen. And, you know, they've got Dustin Byfuglien locked up here long-term. They've got Tyler Myers. Toby Enstrom's around for another year or so. So Jacob is a big part of this club moving forward. So I think that he's probably going to get a higher number maybe than some people in or outside of the city think he's going to get. But I think if you want to keep him, I think you've got to pay him that much.
Trouba's numbers, Brian, suggested a down year for him compared to his first 2 years. You call the games, you watch him. Did Trouba have a down year this year compared to his last 2 years?
Yeah, I think everybody else did as well. I wouldn't hang this year on Jacob Trouba, but there's no question. I think on a consistent basis, he could have played better. It was just one of those situations where some nights he was really, really good, and then other nights you didn't really notice him much at all. And I think there was probably more of those than there was of the quality comparison. But again, I think that goes with the entire team. They just didn't live up to expectation this year, and everybody's kind of at fault as to how this thing went.
Brian Munns joins us, play-by-play voice of the Winnipeg Jets on TSN 1290. Munzie, you're also covering the Allen Cup. The Bentley Generals are through to the semifinal. They will sit and wait. Who do you think they will face off against?
In the final on Sunday?
No, the semifinal.
Oh, gee, who knows? You know, it's been a really good week. The one thing I will say is the Generals are the most conditioned team that's here. There is no question about that. You can tell that they had to battle to get themselves out here to Steinbach, Manitoba. You know, you look at the Shelbrook, Saskatchewan team, they didn't have any competition in Saskatchewan this year, so they threw a bunch of guys together, and they have a team here that's just gassed by the time they get to the third period and have been run out. The team from out east right now, the Grand Falls Windsor Cataracts from the Newfoundland area, led by the former NHLer Aaron Asham, is a group of guys that have been pretty impressive so far in their first couple. And then the two Manitoba teams, the team that won it last year, that's the host club here, the Southeast Prairie Thunder, have the former St. Louis Blue, Terry Yake, leading the way. And then the other local club here, Ile de Chien, with just a group of American League players work hard in the games that we've seen them play so far. So I really honestly think it's up for grabs. I think Bentley has a real good opportunity to win this thing. But, you know, to say who they're going to go up against, in all honesty, I could probably answer better in a couple hours when these quarterfinals are over.
This tournament, Brian, you know, a lot of the name players that you're talking, a lot of guys who are former pro players now. Is that kind of the route we're seeing in senior AAA? You know, a lot of the teams that are going to make it to the Allen Cup need to be comprised of guys who have played pro at some point?
Yeah, there's a lot of pro guys in the event. You know, you look at the Bentley team, and they're deep. I think that's the one thing that Ryan Tobler and Chris Mason have on their bench right now is they're not afraid to roll three and four lines in the offensive zone. Matt Stefanishin's been outstanding. He scored 5 goals in 2 games so far. The first game that they played on Monday, he had a natural hat trick in the third period, and then he scored the game-winning goal last night. In their win here to get them the perfect 2-0 record. The one curiosity for me is just how physical this event is. There's no fighting in it. It's like a regular Hockey Canada event where if you fight, you get tossed out. But, boy, I don't know if dirty is the right word, but we've seen some pretty big hits that these players have had to absorb, and I know there's lots of ice bags going on, but there's a lot of talent out here. They're really fun to watch. A lot of CIS guys, too. And, you know, we know the Golden Bears program there in Edmonton that always have the good, big, powerful teams. There's a lot of those graduating players that have played in this event. And throw in the fact here in Steinbach, too, where the ice is about 13 feet smaller than what a regulation rink is. This game's happening really quick, and it's been a lot of fun to watch so far.
Do you like the smaller ice surface?
No. No. You know what? I shouldn't say that so fast. It's enjoyable to watch. I'm looking at it from a broadcast standpoint, and in 1 second they're in one blue line, and then the other there really is no blue line because the neutral zone has shrunk so small. I think if you could see a lot of these really gifted players on a larger ice surface, I think it'd be more dynamic, some of the plays that they'd be able to make. But one thing in the building that they're playing in right here is there's no hiding, and everybody is physically involved in their first shift in the game.
Brian Munns from TSN 1290 joins us, of course, at the Allen Cup. The Bentley Generals have a bye through to the semifinal. We'll wait to see who wins tonight in the quarterfinals to see who they play. Going back to the Jets, Brian, and Trouba, yep. The Travis Harmonic rumors, I think, are going to heat up. Calgary, I don't think, needs him. Vancouver, sure, they'd love him. I just don't know if they have to offer anything. The Jets could move one of their defensemen straight across if them and Trouba get into some sort of negotiation problem, because Hamonic has an unbelievable contract, a $3.85 million for a player who can play 21 minutes a night against the tough competition. He's a legit shutdown defender and, you know, can chip in with some offense if you need be. Do you think the Jets go hard after him and dangle one of their defensemen for that, or will they still try to dangle a defenseman for a forward?
I think at the end of the day, it's probably going to be more of a forward if they decide to do anything with anybody. I love Travis Hamonic. I play golf with him here in the summer. I've been in some charity golf tournaments with him. He is an unbelievable kid. And the one thing that a lot of people here in the city are saying is when you've got, well, let's call him, he's a superstar in the NHL, or right on the fringe of it anyway, and you've got a kid that wants to come home and be in Winnipeg, people around here are saying you do anything possible, because Winnipeg's not necessarily a destination that a lot of players in the NHL want to be a part of. But I just don't know contract-wise and also really depth-wise inside the organization where he would fit unless you were to move one of those bigger-name players, because, as I mentioned before, they've got Byfuglien, they've got Myers, they've got Enstrom, you know, they've got Ben Chiarot, they've got guys like that that, you know, are either in the organization or kind of right there. And, you know, can't forget about a guy like Josh Morrissey as well that's still climbing the ladder here. So I honestly don't think that we'll see a guy like Travis Hamonic join the club. I wouldn't be surprised if it worked out, you know, maybe in your city or maybe in Minnesota.
Yeah, well, Trouba, the one, if he wants $7 million, I don't think there's any team that's going to pay him. When I look at all the defensemen that are making $4 to $4.5 million, Trouba's not better than any of those guys that have signed in the last few years. I don't see any way he gets more than $5
million. Well, I guess I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm not agreeing with you on the same side. You know, I think guys probably, when you look at it too, when you watch them more than others, you probably think they're worth a little bit more. I just kind of know the mentality of kind of the talk that we've quietly heard from people around the league, and you know it's around the six that the people that I've talked to think that Jacob's going to be able to get. So I guess we'll kind of see here as the summer moves on as to exactly how high that number is. But in all honesty, not much would surprise me.
Well, man, if he gets upwards of five, I would be quite surprised for a team. You know, 3 years in, good young defenseman, did not have, as you said, a great year this season. And when you see a lot of the contracts of bargain deals of guys around $4 million who play as many minutes as him, you know, if he could get six, I'll never rip a player for getting that money, but I would question a GM who was going to pay him that much just yet. Munzee, always good to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of the Allen Cup.
Absolutely. We just got to get these radio deals now, like the players, right?
Yeah. good one, Munzee. Have a good day.
See you in the top anytime. Take care.